All right, well, due to time, I have a lot of information here. I really was kind of struggling with how to do this because I want to cover three subjects on being healthy, or three things that I think are important in being healthy. But so I have lots of information. I spent the majority of it talking about our physical health because I think that's kind of the direction that God wanted me to go. But I think it's really important that we look at us as the whole picture, body, soul, and spirit. So, but let me start by introducing myself. My name is Heather Flores, and I've been a Christian about 22 years. I've been married next week to that wonderful man back there, Pastor Tom, 20 years next Tuesday. So we're really excited about that. We have three boys. I'm a registered nurse, so I'm very passionate about health. I've been a nurse for about 16 years. I work in the medical ICU, so I see the effects of people not taking care of their bodies on a daily basis. I see people die from simply not taking care of their physical bodies. So, and also with my past in personal fitness training, it's just been something that has been a part of my life. My dad was really physically active and taught that to me, so it's something that I've kind of brought into my family. And it's also something that God has convicted me about. I mean, there's been times in my life where I kind of got away from being real active when I was having my children. And God, literally, there was a time where I was under stress and not eating properly, not exercising like I should. And it amazed me how when we belong to God, God will send people. I mean, he sent literally five different people to speak very different things into my life. I mean, about cleansing and things that I hadn't really heard about, things like apple cider vinegar. And just kind of, I'm not really going to get into that today, but real different things. But when you hear it from several different directions, two of them were pastors' wives, you know, and they're all telling me kind of the same thing about cleansing my body. I knew it was from the Lord. And who knows what he was protecting me from, you know, what could have been trying to take place in my body because I was not in a state of health at that time. So in order to be truly happy, I believe we have to be healthy. And just as God is, you know, the Trinity, there's the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, we are also three parts. We are body, we are soul, or our mind and emotions, and we are spirit that we have from God. So we have to take care of all three. Like I said, I'm going to talk mostly about the physical body today, but I do want to, at the end, I'm going to give you just some real quick points. You can just take notes on what I think is important to help us be healthy emotionally and healthy spiritually as well. So let's start by praying. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this day, God. I thank you for wisdom, God. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God. I know I have a lot on the inside of me, Father, and I just pray that you bring it out, Father, clearly, God, so that these girls can understand, Father. And I know it is your desire for us to be healthy, Lord. I know it's your desire to bless us with the abundant life that you've promised us, Father, and long life, Father. So, God, I just pray, Lord, that today we would just get wisdom from heaven, Father, that you would speak to the heart of every girl, God, and that because of today, Lord, we would be healthier, God, our families would be healthier, God, and we would live long on this earth, God, that we can prosper and just be blessed so that we can be a blessing to others around us, God. And we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I don't know if any of you have ever had me pray for you, but I literally, when I pray for you to be blessed in every area. I pray for physical, spiritual, emotional, and then as the cherry on top, I pray for financial blessing. I always, when I pray for people, always cover all of those areas because I just think it's so important. We cannot be out of whack in one area and be fully healthy. We can't. I mean, how many of you know anxiety will affect your body? I got saved because of anxiety attacks, and I was a mess. People have heart attacks, you know, high blood pressure because of anxiety. It causes disease in our body. It causes a release of steroids. So if you think that your mind is separate and your mind can be all messed up and your body can be healthy, it does affect our body. Unforgiveness affects our body. So, you know, and spiritually, when we're not right with God, I was not healthy emotionally. You know, I was not healthy. Probably I was doing things in my body, you know, or in my life that were bringing disease into my body. So we've got to be healthy in every single area. So as with anything in life though, if it's worth having, it takes work. It takes work. We can't just, you know, wake up and be healthy and eat whatever we want and be healthy and live however we want and be healthy. We have to work at all of these areas of our life. We have to work at our friendships and our relationships with our families and with the people that God brings into our lives. We have to work at eating healthy and exercising. And finally, we have to work at our relationship with God. We have to spend time communing with God. We have to spend time talking to him and listening to his direction for our life. Just like those girls came and spoke to me about, you know, doing cleanses and things like that. That was the Lord. I could have just said, oh, what's that? You know, that was God helping me when I was struggling with anxiety as a Christian after I got saved. God spoke to me through several different avenues, but that's because I'm his daughter. I'm his child. He's faithful to speak to us about the issues in our life, if we will listen. But if we're not spending time with God, we won't hear his voice. We won't hear his leading. But, I mean, the Word of God says, I have come to give you life and that more abundantly. But how do we know that, what that life is? By listening to the Spirit of God, by reading the Word of God. So the first scripture I want to share with you is 3 John 2. And it says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That word, health, in the Greek, actually is hugiano, which I know we don't care about the Greek, but it literally means to be sound in body or to be in good physical health. And the word prosper is a progressive, ongoing state of success and well-being that refers to every area of our life. Physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally, God wants us to prosper and be blessed in every area of our life. God will show us the way. He's faithful. In Psalms 91, it says, I will show you my salvation and satisfy you with long life. I claim that scripture all the time. You know, every day when I go to the ICU and I see people die all the time. It starts to wear on you when you see death and dying all of the time. You start to think about it in your own life. And I claim that scripture for myself. As I'm on the elevator riding to work, I'm like, Lord, I thank you that I have health in my body, that, you know, you're showing me the way so that my family can be healthy. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to satisfy me with long life. Not long unhealthy life, long blessed life, okay? He's a good God. He has nothing but good things for us. So let's start with talking about our physical bodies. And the scripture that I want to share with you regarding our bodies is 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says, Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own? And it goes on to say, Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Okay? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. We can't glorify God if we're sick and diseased. We can't bring glory to God. That's not something that, you know, I mean, sickness can try to attack all of us, but there's a response that we can have to that sickness. I mean, I know people fighting cancer, but there's a response that we can have. I mean, my friend that was diagnosed with breast cancer recently, she was juicing, she was, you know, eating all organic, she was doing everything that she could. She was angry at the nurses that would bring donuts to the chemotherapy room. She's like, are you kidding me? You know, we're trying to be healthy, and you're feeding me with sugar feeds cancer. You know, so there's things that we need to be aware of, and there's responses that we can have when we're fighting disease in our life. But the first thing that I want to talk about in relation to our physical bodies, in order to be healthy, that we have to address is maintaining a proper weight. Because if we're overweight, you know, how many of you know when they call it morbid obesity? The word morbid, it means because you're sick, because you're so overweight, it's causing disease in your body. So being overweight does cause disease in our body. The latest Gallup poll shows that 63.1 American adults are overweight, and one out of every three children and teenagers are overweight. And because of that, we're seeing diseases in our kids that were previously only adult diseases. Type 2 diabetes, that only affected adults as they gained weight. We're seeing it in children now. High blood pressure, high cholesterol. It's affecting our kids. Our lifestyle is so out of whack compared to what God created us for. I mean, he created us in the garden where we ate lots of vegetables and fruits and where we exercised. And, you know, we weren't in this high stress, processed food, supersized society. Our idea of even a portion size is completely out of whack. So those are the things that I'm going to share with you today. Proper portion sizes. Because, you know what, even my oldest boy had high cholesterol. He was overweight. Actually, they called him obese. He never looked obese to me. And actually, most of you would have looked at him and said, he's not obese. You know, he's a little chubby, you know. But the doctor actually said in front of him, and it really upset him, you know, and I was kind of upset with her, but she said, he's obese, you know. And I was like, oh, God. And I just saw his face drop. But because of my continual preaching on health and exercise, he's lost 30-something pounds. He's now a healthy, but, you know, his BMI is healthy, and I'm really excited about that. And Pastor Tom in the back, you know, we've been doing things. We've been exercising. We've been changing the way we eat. And he's also, his cholesterol was high. His cholesterol is now completely within normal limits. His body weight is completely normal. And it's just, you know, doing our part. You know, I heard somebody say the other day, do your best and let God do the rest. We do what we can do, and then we believe God for the rest, because God's faithful to his people. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is calories. And I don't want to get all into calories, but I think that we all should know basically the amount of calories that we need to consume to be healthy. Okay? The average adult needs between 1,200 to 1,600 calories to be healthy. That is so little when you start to look at how many calories are in certain foods. A 10-year-old child, around like 1,100 to 1,300 calories. So, you know, around the same. Of course, kids are going to have smaller portion sizes. And we need to be careful about overfeeding our kids, because I think that's kind of what happened with my oldest boy. So if you look at things like, how many of you know how many calories are in a supersized Big Mac meal for McDonald's?
1,400
calories. Huh? You going to put it up? That's one meal. You eat that one meal, I guarantee you that's not going to satisfy you all day. It may keep you full for a while. But you know what? There's all kinds of things in there that stimulate hunger in us, like high fructose corn syrup that they're putting in everything. You are not going to be satisfied with that all day. We've got to learn how to make the healthier choice. You know, so there are other foods that we can eat where we're going to be full. I like to eat, girls. I like to eat, and I like to feel full. So I've found foods that I can eat a lot of, because I'm not one that can just eat like a bird and be like, okay, I'm done. No, I'm like, next. You know, I like to eat, you know. In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A? In-N-Out, I have In-N-Out sometimes. Yeah, the cooking fresh food is best. I don't know, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay. All right. A slice of pepperoni pizza from Papa John's. One slice. My healthier alternative, I read this. Carrie Underwood, you guys know who Carrie Underwood is? She has a healthier alternative, and this is what I eat. And I will have two pizzas if I feel like it, two whole pizzas. Because what she does is she gets a tortilla. You can use flour or wheat. Wheat has a few more calories, like maybe 10 more calories, but they're around 100 calories. But your body has to work harder to break down the wheat, so you're probably burning about the same. I get pizza sauce from Fresh and Easy. It doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup or anything. Put a little pizza sauce on there. Chop up vegetables real small. I use zucchini, mushrooms, onions, whatever you like. Put them all over the top and use 1/8 cup of mozzarella cheese. Sprinkle that on the top if I want garlic powder or red peppers or whatever. Heat the oven up at 500 for 5 minutes, and it crisps it. It's like a thin crust, you know, crisp pizza. It's delicious. And when I eat a whole pizza, I'm like, ooh, I feel like I'm being so bad. It's less than 200 calories. Yeah. I'll have two. I'll be like, another one next, you know, and I will eat two. But with those two pizzas, I've had, you know, maybe a little more than one pizza that I wouldn't have been satisfied. I would have wanted at least two more, probably. You know, pizza, that's just how I am, you know, to be full. So to be able to eat that, and it's really, really good. So I found a healthier alternative to this stuff, and I'm able to eat and feel satisfied. Another area that we consume a lot of calories that we don't think about is in drinks. Some people don't even count drinks. Okay, well, I haven't had anything to eat today, but you've had 5 glasses of juice and a Starbucks, you know, white chocolate mocha, which is how many calories, Pastor Tom? 410 calories. That's a third. That's, girls, that replace one of your meals with it. I don't know what size. I forgot to look. Anyways, 410 calories. So that is literally one of your meals. That's a third of your daily requirement. So we've got to be more wise about our calories. And you know what? I really promote water. Our bodies are 70 to 80% water. Every cell, every tissue, every organ needs water to function properly. It's like refreshing your body with what we need, rather than having all these other additives and things. And even like orange juice. In my house, we drink milk pretty much and water. Occasionally, I'll buy orange juice, especially if somebody's sick. But you know what? One glass. 1 8-ounce glass. I was going to bring a little glass. I forgot it. But just a small glass that I have at home. It's like that high and real small. And if my kids want something like chocolate milk, which I don't usually like them to have, but, you know, I'm going to allow them to have something like that, or a glass of orange juice, I give them a very small portion size. I don't want them to think, you fill up a glass like that, you know, you're probably having 500 calories if you drink a large glass of orange juice. Tons of sugar. In the hospital, when people are hypoglycemic, they drop their sugars. What do we treat with? Orange juice. Drink this orange juice. Their blood sugar will be, you know, 50. I'll give them a glass of orange juice. It shoots up to 150. I'll check it 30 minutes later. Shoots your blood sugar through the roof. So if you're ever low and you feel like you need something, have a few sips of orange juice. The other thing about sugar. Oh, I'm going to talk about that with sugar. Never mind. Also, we just need to be aware, not just of calories, but of, and I'm just giving you this in general to show you that some things that we eat can literally devastate us as far as trying to maintain a proper body weight. I used to eat bags of hot fries. Those are very unhealthy. They're like 400 and something calories, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, one little bag of something like that that's so processed and so, you know, the red dye, number 40, and there, all that stuff is so, the hot Cheetos and stuff, so unhealthy. So unhealthy. And I've been guilty of letting my kids have that stuff, but very, very unhealthy. So we need to also be aware of the nutritional content of food. If you're eating fresh foods, it's going to be higher in nutrition, obviously, vegetables and things like that. One of my favorite things to eat also is like veggies and egg beaters, because I've just lost about 12 pounds myself. I'll make a huge saute up with grapeseed oil or olive oil or even just Pam, a ton of vegetables, big old pile of vegetables with garlic powder and egg beaters. And the egg beaters, like a quarter cup of egg beaters or a little more, because it's only 30 calories for a quarter cup of egg beaters. I'll have a huge plate of vegetables, like 50 calories. So when I'm hungry and I'm trying to watch my weight, man, you can put Tapatio, I put cayenne pepper, whatever I feel like on there, and I will just pig out. I mean, I'm stuffed. And then if I get hungry later, it's like I'll make another big old plate of that, and I've hardly consumed anything as far as calories go. And there's lots of nutrition in those vegetables. Also, pinto beans, if you make them fresh and you're not frying them, a whole cup of pinto beans is only 120 calories. You can have 10 cups of that a day. You know, if that's all you're eating. But seriously, like, I mean, that fills me up. So if I'm hungry, I'll eat a whole cup of fresh pinto bean. Another thing, I was talking with one of my friends, and she told me about a shake that she makes to get veggies in her kids. And she calls it the Incredible Hulk Shake so that her boys will drink it. And believe it or not, your kids, if you encourage them, I was shocked. My boys drink like Green Machine and stuff like that because it's sweet. It has a lot of fruit in there. But one shake that my friend makes, you can buy protein powder almost anywhere. Go to GNC or Trader's or Costco. And you can put a scoop of protein powder, a cup of ice, cup of milk, or I wanted to tell you guys about almond milk. It's a pretty good alternative. It's only 60 calories a cup. A banana, and you can put spinach in there, either a whole cup or a half a cup of spinach, and you blend it up. It sounds disgusting. I mean, my dad was like, no thanks. You know, I was telling my dad about it. But it's actually very sweet because of the protein powder and because of the banana, and you really don't taste the spinach. I mean, maybe I really don't. It tastes just like this delicious protein shake. And her kids drink it down like nothing, and it's like, man, they're getting all these nutrients from spinach, you know? So I know it sounds gross, but give it a try. So these foods are healthy, they're satiating, they don't have high fructose corn syrup, which makes you continue to feel hungry. And eating lots of these foods really is what helped my family to lose weight. I was looking when I was studying, and I was looking at, they were showing obese, overweight, normal weight, and underweight people. How many servings of fruits and vegetables did those groups of people have? The ones that were normal weight had their 5 to 7. I mean, you're going to fill up on all those fruits and vegetables. The ones that were overweight, less, and the ones that were obese, even less. So you're not eating the right types of foods. You know, we should be able to eat and we should be able to feel satisfied, but we've got to make right choices and choose the right types of food. Also, eating lots of protein is key to maintaining a healthy weight. Proteins are the building blocks of our bodies. They don't cause heart disease and they don't make you fat. Okay, a lot of people believe that, you know, if you're eating high fat cuts of meat, but you can eat protein without doing those things, and I'm going to tell you how to cut the fat out later. They help you feel full longer, and it helps stabilize your blood sugar. That's why diabetics, whenever they eat, it's never good for any of us to eat just carbs, to sit down and just eat chips, just eat crackers. If you're having bread, chips, crackers, you should always balance it with a protein. It helps your body metabolize it, and it helps stabilize those blood sugars. So if you're having crackers, have some low-fat cheese on the top, Skinny Cow. Or, you know, the white cheeses are always healthier than the orange, unfortunately. Of course, I like cheddar the best, but it's the highest in calories and the highest in fat. If you're having a slice of bread, put some meat on there. If you're having chips, you know, find something that you can put on there. Eat some nuts, some protein, some sort of protein with whatever you're eating. That's another good snack is almonds or some sort. I don't know about other nuts, but I know almonds are only for like 28 almonds is only about 150 calories. So it's really helps me when I want to feel full and I'm hungry. Even the honey roasted ones, I get them at the produce stand by my house. I can eat, I mean, that's a good amount of almonds and it fills you up. It keeps you feeling full and it's not that high in calories. And protein, like I said, helps you metabolize better. Another thing to promote health in our homes is to replace bad fat with good fat, because there's all kinds of bad fat. And our bodies actually do require a certain amount of fat to be healthy, and it also contributes to us feeling full and satisfied. So if we try to cut fat out altogether, we're not going to feel satisfied. We need fat to feel satisfied. So the healthiest oils to cook with are olive oil and grapeseed oil. You can get, now olive oil is very expensive. Grapeseed oil, however, at Costco I think is only around $6 for a big bottle. It's much healthier choice than the vegetable oils. Nuts, fish, and avocado also provide our bodies with healthy forms of fat. Next time you make a sandwich, try replacing the cheese with sliced almonds or nuts or avocado. And even though avocado is high in fat, it's the healthy fat. It's the fat that we need. You know, when they talk about our good cholesterol, my son's good cholesterol was actually low, which is really scary because that's actually worse than the bad cholesterol being high because it's what protects and helps move the plaque and things and prevents it from sticking. So when I was reading about it, it actually said that's worst case scenario. So I called Clark's. I was like, you know, I call Clark's all the time because they have doctors that actually consult with them. Whenever I have an issue I'm dealing with health-wise, I go the natural route first. And so anyways, they were telling me, you know, avocado, things like that are good for raising good cholesterol. Avoid foods high in saturated and trans fats. You know, now companies are obligated to put on there whether or not there's trans fats in your food. You do not ever want to eat trans fats. I think one of the pancake mixes has trans fats in there. What's the main pancake mix? I think it's either Aunt Jemima or Bisquick. Anyways, I was looking on the back and it has trans fats in there. And so I was like, oh, wow. You know, probably things like donuts and things like that have trans fats. So, but there was a healthier form, like a heart healthy one, of course. It's always more expensive. But much healthier. Unfortunately, it's easy to eat unhealthy when you don't have money. I mean, Top Ramen, there's no nutritional value in there. You know, all the things that don't cost money, they're bad for us. The majority of them are bad for us. So we've got to find creative ways. I highly promote like Fresh and Easy. And Trader Joe's, I used to think that was really expensive. It's actually not. Some of their cereals are less expensive than the regular stores. $2 for a box of cereal instead.
I was going to say, my husband and I took a health class here about that. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were spending more, so we did like an analysis from May compared to June, mm-hmm. and we were saving $160.
Really?
But that's just because the fast food adds up. Like the column that in June was like so short, but then the other month was like just.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast food adds up. But see, our busy lifestyles, it's harder to prepare food. You know, I used to buy some fruits and I'd leave them in the fridge and they'd rot, you know, and I'd buy some vegetables, leave them in the fridge, they rot. You know, it's like, what a waste of money, you know, because it's so much easier to pop something in the microwave, you know, drive through the drive through, but all that stuff is processed and it's not good for us. It's not good for us. You know, it takes work and it has been a little bit harder. But you know what? I used to be so lazy, and actually when I started cutting veggies, it really doesn't take that long. You know, it takes a couple of minutes, you know, but in my mind it was like, oh, I don't have time for this, you know, or I'm rushing off to church and drive the kids through the drive-thru. And it's like, I don't want my kids to be overweight. I don't want my kids to have diabetes. You know, I shared last time, and I'll get into talking about sugar in just a second, but my middle boy is very thin. My oldest and youngest, I have to watch their weight. My middle boy is like, he's like from Africa, you know, I mean, he's just this, he's so skinny, his little calves, I'm just like, he's 13, he's tiny, you know, but he loves sugar, he loves carbs, that's all he wants to eat, and I had taken him at one point for a physical, and his fasting sugar was borderline diabetic, and I was like, oh Lord, forgive me, because I know better, but when he was younger, I'd let him eat, because I'm like, oh, he's thin, he can eat it. No, it's not good for any of us. It doesn't matter what your weight is, that stuff is not good for us. You know, we need to be, I make him get on the elliptical at home, and he's so skinny, it seems ridiculous. But you know what? Your heart needs it.
Yeah.
Your heart needs it. It does not matter, you know, how big or little he is. So I wanted to give you some hints to decrease unhealthy fats. And if you're taking notes, this is a good time to write a couple of things down. Choose lean cuts of meat. I'm a big proponent of ground turkey and ground chicken is delicious, but it's very expensive. I try to get it. Oh, one thing about Fresh and Easy, you guys, if you go, they have a clearance section. So if you shop like every day for your food, you literally can get food. We get our main meat source is Fresh and Easy. We'll buy the chicken. It's going to expire maybe the next day. But how often do you keep chicken in the fridge for months at a time? As long as you freeze it before it expires, we'll get like huge packs of chicken for $3, $2. You know, ground chicken for, you know, a couple of bucks instead of $5 for a pound. And it's ground chicken is delicious. Very, very low in fat. So choose lean cuts of meat. Trim all visible fat and remove skin from chicken or poultry. Avoid high-fat meats like salami, bologna, bacon, and sausage. However, there are healthier alternatives. Like Costco has a sausage that I like. It's a chicken apple sausage, It's not, you know, I mean, when you really like that fat, it's not going to be the same as like a really fattening hot sausage that I would love to eat, you know, if they weren't unhealthy for us. But it's something that will satisfy you and is a healthier alternative. Also, bake, broil, boil, or barbecue whenever possible, or use a crock pot, because you're not adding a bunch of fat when you're frying. You know, even olive oil and grapeseed oil, I think it's like 120, it's over 100 calories for a tablespoon or two tablespoons, I can't remember. It's not like it's calorie-free. So when we're adding that stuff to our food, even though they're healthy oils, we are adding calories. Also, use mayo spreads and salad dressing sparingly. You can choose low fat. My favorite dressing, of course, is the unhealthy. My favorite cake is the most fattening cake, carrot cake. My favorite dressing is probably the most fattening dressing, you know, blue cheese or ranch, you know. But now what I usually do is put some olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette. If you're a vinegar person, I love the taste of the vinegar, and you can put seasonings in there. And that's just kind of what I've been doing lately. Because be careful, you can think, oh, I'm having a salad, I'm being so healthy, and you can still consume tons and tons of calories. If you're putting cheddar cheese all over the top and ranch, I mean, you could be like, you might as well have had a Big Mac, seriously. Okay, and finally I want to talk about watching our intake of sugar. There's more and more, they're discovering that consuming a diet high in refined sugar has been linked to heart disease, diabetes, cancer, elevated cholesterol, depression and anxiety, a depressed immune system, weight gain, and premature aging. One thing that I was going to share with you that I thought was really interesting is working in the ICU. I work at Loma Linda in the medical ICU, and we deal with what's called sepsis. Sepsis is when you're massively infected to the point that it's in your bloodstream, and your body's being overwhelmed by infection to the point that you can't even maintain your vital signs. You're dropping your blood pressure. You're starting to dilate all your vessels to try to get rid of this infection, and you're literally dying. And one thing that they found is that tight control of blood sugars is critical to having a better survival rate. If blood sugars are out of control, the patient does not have as good of a chance of surviving as if you keep them in tight control. So we literally start an insulin drip on patients, and we check their blood sugar every hour. It's a pain, but every single hour I've got to check the blood sugar and titrate that insulin to keep their blood sugar tightly controlled, and they found they have better outcomes. So don't think that sugar doesn't affect our bodies in a negative way. It does depress our immune systems. They're finding that it feeds cancer. That's why my friend, when they were giving donuts, she's like, are you kidding me? I'm having chemotherapy. You know, are you trying to kill me? You know, she made her doctor read a book that she had on, I think it's the cancer battle plan. And it talks about our diet. Yeah. So too many donuts, sodas, sweet cereals, cookies, candies has led to our epidemic of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. It can lead to hyperactivity and attention deficit in our children, as well as total lack of energy. You know, Matthew used to be just lethargic in school. You know, I had to work on his diet. I had to work on his bedtime because his teacher was like, you know, my first boy was hyper. So she was like, he's just not paying attention. I was like, are you saying he's hyper? Because Matthew was never hyper. She goes, no, the opposite. He's lethargic. You know, he's daydreaming. I'm like, oh, geez, okay. So I have extremes in weight and, you know, activity levels with my kids. So we have to work at this. I love sweets, especially after I eat. Fruits are always a good alternative. You know, of course, it's not as good as a piece of cake. And I'm not saying that we can't ever have sweets, because believe me, I eat sweets. But I watch my portion size. I'll have a small piece. I'll eat it and savor it. You know, sometimes we eat so quick, we inhale it. You know, we're one of the only nations that does that. You know, in France, they take their time. There's a book called French Women Don't Get Fat. They set the table. They make it an event. They taste everything. They don't have to eat everything on their plate. They savor it. And then they walk home, you know. So, very different lifestyle. Very different. Us, we're like watching a movie, three bowls of ice cream, and then pass out, you know. Okay. So anyways, you know, it's okay to have sweets, but just you don't want to be eating them every day, all day, or you're going to pay a price that you don't want to pay. Okay? So in moderation. I'm not saying I never have ice cream at my house. You know, my aerobics instructor is the same way. She's always preaching. At first, when she would talk about diet and everything, I was like, my God, this girl's a saint. She's never had a hamburger, I don't think, you know. I mean, she just sounded like she never ate anything. And then come to find out, she eats pizza, she eats, you know, normal things. But she's very careful about the way she eats, and she does eat it in moderation. All right. Okay, so now that I've talked to you about those things, I want to give you an idea of, remember I was saying how we're in a supersized society and our ideas of portion size is way out of whack. I mean, if you look at McDonald's French fries, years ago when McDonald's first started, their large fry was a small fry. Our large fry now is probably five of their large fries. You know, a turkey sandwich years ago in the 50s was about 350 calories. An average turkey sandwich today is about 850 calories. I mean, our portion sizes, we've just, our eyes have gotten bigger, and we've gotten bigger, you know? So let me tell you, if you're taking notes, this is another thing to jot down. These are quick, easy ways to know what is a proper portion size. For meat or fish, the size of the palm of your hand, the size of the palm of your hand is a proper portion size. For vegetables, a half cup cooked or one cup raw. So when it says you need 5 to 7 servings a day, you're talking, if you're eating, you know, it all in vegetables, you're talking 5 to 7 cups of vegetables a day. If you ate that many vegetables, you wouldn't have room for all the other foods that you're eating. And you're going to lose weight, believe me, big time. Fruit is also a half cup. Raisins or nuts, so I know I overdo it on this all the time, because when I eat, like, bags, I get these bags of, like, nuts with fruits and stuff like that in there. I know I eat probably 5 servings. But it's a golf ball. A golf ball. Starch, like baked potatoes, rice, and pasta is a half cup. Cereal is 1 cup. Milk or yogurt is 1 cup. Cheese, oh, look out, size of your thumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Try more like, I eat my whole hand, you know? I'm learning. I'm doing better. I've lost some weight. But okay, so the other thing that I want to tell you, because it's really easy, and I want to make this simple. You know, I mean, this has to be practical, yes. Milk is 1 cup. Milk or yogurt, 1 cup. Cereal is 1 cup. Uh-huh. So this is another really practical thing, is what does a healthy plate look like? I mean, if you can't remember all this stuff about calories and, you know, proper portion size, what does a healthy plate look like when you're preparing a meal for your family? Half of it should be vegetables. A quarter of it should be meat or fish. And a quarter of it should be healthy beans or starches. Okay? So that's a really easy way to look at what does a healthy plate look like when you're feeding your family. If you remember nothing else today, when you serve your meals at home, half of it vegetables, a quarter meat or fish, and a quarter beans or healthy starch. So basically, I like to think of eating healthy as getting back to the farm, or if you're a vegetarian, you can go all the way back to the garden. But our food should resemble what it looked like when God created it. There's an author that I like, his name is Dr. Colbert, and he wrote The 7 Pillars of Health. And this is what he said about food and what he calls live foods, which is what we should be consuming. He said they are beautifully packaged in divinely created wrappers called skins or peels. Living foods look robust and alive. No chemicals have been added. It has not been bleached or chemically altered. Living foods are plucked, harvested, and squeezed, not processed, packaged, and put on a shelf. That's the latest thing I'm trying to show my kids. I'm like, you can't get cheddar fish off a tree, you know? I mean, if you can find it on a farm, you can eat meat, you can eat, drink milk, you can have yogurt, all those things that, you know, think about how they lived back when they used to work the farms and what they used to eat. Those are great foods that we can prepare in a crock pot or, you know, cook. When we cook on our own rather than going out or rather getting the easy, quick microwave it fix, you're going to be doing well. Also, when you're at the store, stay on the perimeter. That's where all the meat is. That's where all the vegetables are, fruits. You start going more inward, and you're getting all the processed junk. So much of what we eat is so bad for us. High fructose corn syrup makes you hungry. It makes you want to eat more. And it does what, you know, it causes your body to work harder as far as releasing insulin and making your blood sugars unstable and all of the things that I told you about sugar. So just really try to avoid those processed foods.
What about that Crystal Light or something similar to that?
I don't like the artificial sweeteners, but it's probably better than consuming all the sugar. Diabetics, you know, are usually that's what they drink is alternatives like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They supposedly make you want to drink more and have a craving for sugar because your body is stimulated to think that you're having sugar. And so it starts to send off that response that, oh, I'm going to release some insulin and treat the sugar. Oh, there's no sugar. So it kind of shuts down. So they say that it makes you not metabolize as well. And it also supposedly makes you want sugar more. So and I know in the sodas, they say there's a lot of in the diet sodas, a lot of sodium. So it can cause fluid retention and stuff.
Aspartame.
Yeah. 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 You know, I was going to say when I was talking about drinking water at Fresh and Easy, I haven't tried it yet, but a lot of people have told me they'll buy the flavored ice cubes. They have watermelon and lemon ice cubes and put that in water. So there's things we can do, you know, if water sounds just super boring to you and, oh, God, I can't, you know, drink water. But you know what? Sometimes
we have to just take one healthy change at a time. If changing from drinking soda to water is really hard,
just do that one thing until you get that down. Don't change anything else. You know, my husband has a friend. When he started losing weight, he got motivated. So he's like, man, Pastor Tom, what do I do to lose weight? And he said, you know, tell me what you're eating and, you know, what's your average day. He was having something like, I don't know, 6 or 8 cups of coffee in a day, all with like 6 creamers in it every time. He said, you know what? Stop, cut out just the coffee.
Right.
He's lost something like 15 pounds. Something ridiculous. Just because he cut his calories from the creamer. That's all he did, nothing else. So sometimes just that one thing, you know, it takes 3,500 calories to gain a pound. So did you know that if you cut your calories, like what you're eating now, let's say you're eating a lot right now, and you say, okay, I'm going to find 500 calories that I can take out a day. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a bag of hot fries, if that's your routine, or whatever it is. 500 calories, you cut that out a day, you will lose 1 pound a week, because 500 times 7 is 3,500. So cut your calories by 500 a day, you'll lose a pound a week.
Just stuff your coat.
Yes.
I have a cup of tea every morning with 3 spoons of sugar.
Well, it's a lot of sugar for you. Yeah, it's not great. Oh, my microphone's like not connected to me. Yeah, I mean, I would try to change that. You know, I mean, especially not. Yeah, you know, sugar is not. I do have sugar occasionally. I definitely watch it, but maybe 3 is a lot. You know, if you have how many teaspoons of sugar in each one?
3.
Yeah.
I only have 1 cup every morning.
1 cup. Yeah. Honey and what's the other one? Agave?
Agave.
I haven't tried agave, but they sell it at Costco. It's a natural sweetener, I think, from a plant. Stevia is another one. Try stevia. It's a more natural.
Or just try two teaspoons of sugar.
You're like me. I'm like, if I'm going to drink it, I want it to taste good. Okay, I can't get this on here. I don't know what to do. I know, but they're recording it. Because, yeah, I obviously don't need the mic. Okay. So the other thing I was going to say is about when given a choice, choose foods in their more natural state. Wheat tortillas and breads are always better than bleached white breads. White bread is really unhealthy for you. Organic, if available and affordable, is always the better choice. I told you about Fresh and Easy and Trader Joe's. They are not expensive. And also be a mindful eater. You know, so many times we just don't even think about the food that we're consuming. We're at a social event, just eating. At a social event, get a plate. So you can see, okay, I know how much I've had here, rather than just standing at the chip bowl and eating a whole bag. You know, seriously, if that's a way to know how much you're eating and not totally overeat, or sitting in front of the TV and eating, you know, and ask yourself when you're eating it, you know, is this healthy? Do I really want this? Does this taste good? You know, is this worth the calories? There's times I will literally put something in my mouth and I'm like, it doesn't taste good? I won't swallow it. I'll spit it out because I'm like, I'm not going to put the calories in my body if it doesn't taste good. I'm weird that way. And lastly, I want to encourage you to make your food sacred. Everything we do, even eating our food, should be done for God's glory. So don't leave God out of the equation. Ask God for help. Our health is the will of God. In Exodus 23:25, it says, He will bless my food and my water, and He will take sickness away from me. He will bless my food and my water, and He will take... It's Exodus 23:25. So remember what I said. Let's do our best and let God do the rest. Okay, next thing I want to talk to you about, and I'm not going to go into as much detail, is just exercise, okay? The benefits of exercise. And this same author, Dr. Colbert, he had an analogy that he read about stirring the waters with exercise. The author compared our bodies, which are 70% water, to either a stagnant pond prone to disease or a flowing river beautiful and alive. And think about it. If you're filling your body with fresh water, you're sweating, and then you're filling it with water again, it's almost like changing the oil in a car. You know, you're refreshing your body. But how about you're stressed out and you're not drinking a thing? You're not exercising. You're eating all kinds of junk. All those things are just building up in your body. So exercise is very important for cleansing our body. It refreshes our body, it cleans it of toxins, it sharpens our minds, and it gives us strength and energy. So there's lots of benefits to exercise. I'm going to read a whole bunch of them right now. Helps prevent heart attacks, heart disease, and cancer. It lowers stress. It promotes weight loss and decreases appetite. It helps prevent diabetes and control blood sugar in diabetics by making cells more sensitive to insulin. It also decreases your risk of diabetes by 50%, I think more. Increases perspiration and removes waste products. Slows the aging process. Builds strong bones. You know, as we get older, we're prone to osteoporosis and breaking bones. Exercise, they say, like, the pounding strengthens the bones. It improves digestion and promotes frequent bowel movements, which of course are healthy if we're going to cleanse our body of toxins. It gives you restful sleep. It helps prevent cold and flu. It reduces depression and anxiety. They said more effectively than Prozac. Who wants to be on pills? I don't. Improves memory retention and improves reaction time. Decreases your risk of Alzheimer's. Increases lung capacity. Alleviates pain. Increases energy level. And increases longevity. I want to live a long life. And they say even if you start late, even if you start in your 50s, 60s, 70s, it's never too late. It improves your lifespan. So exercise, girls, does not have to be difficult, especially with our family. Go for a family walk. Put on praise music and dance. We don't have to have a gym membership to be healthy. We don't have to. I like having mine, and mine, Fitness 19, you guys, if you live near a Fitness 19, our whole family pays, I think, less than $40 a month for my entire family of five to be a member. It was like $12 a month for me. I did have to pay like a $59 lock-in fee. And then every person we added on, we did it like 1 month at a time, $59 lock-in fee, $5 a person per month. That's it. You know, so that's a great deal. But you don't need that. You can walk. You can dance. You can go skating, anything. Just move. Just move. You know, if you're not moving right now, you increase that activity a little bit, you'll lose weight just from increasing your activity. And what a great time of bonding with your family and talking. When we go for walks as a family, it's a blessing. We always, our kids start to open up and talk to us about things that they don't otherwise talk to us about. So I don't want you to make exercise hard. It does not have to be hard. You can get a couple little, you know, 5 or 2 or 3 pound weights and just, you know, do 3 sets of 30 and, you know, do that. If you do that every day, it's going to change your body. It's going to affect your body.
Also, like
When I used to teach on exercise, I would talk about people with disabilities. They can do, even if you're in a wheelchair, you can work your upper body. How many have you seen, you know, I've seen guys that are, you know, in a wheelchair, but they're totally fit. So let's not limit ourselves. There's always something that we can do to increase our health, okay? All right. The next thing I want to talk to you about, I told you the majority of the time was spent on, you know, health of our physical bodies. But I also want to talk to you about being healthy emotionally. Because remember, that's another key component to having overall health and really having that abundant life that God has for us. In order to be healthy, we have to have healthy relationships. We have to have healthy relationships. What is the greatest commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. So we have to start by loving ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, we're not happy with ourselves, we're not in right relationship with God, it's pretty difficult to have right relationships with other people. We need to be able to love ourselves first and then be able to give out, know who God says that we are and be able to give out from that place. We also have to be patient. We have to be patient. We have to be grateful. Did you know Kaiser Hospital actually has that? My mom took a class there. I can't remember if it was on anxiety, but they consider being grateful a health behavior. When you're not grateful, you're not satisfied, it does not contribute to health in your body. It causes your body to be out of whack and unsatisfied. It adds stress to your life. So being grateful, being content with your circumstances. Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. It doesn't mean that you have to settle if you're in a bad circumstance. You don't have to settle. It doesn't mean that you don't set goals to better yourself and your situation. But it means that we find peace and joy in every circumstance. Every situation that we find ourselves in, we can find that place of contentment. We can wait on the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I may not like where I am right now, but God, I know that you have plans for me, and I know that you're going to better this situation. I know that you're at work, and we can just fully find ourselves in a place of peace and joy. Also, we have to practice grace and forgiveness. I love this quote by Joyce Meyer. She said, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. It hurts you. Unforgiveness affects our physical body. I know people that believe that unforgiveness causes things like cancer. I mean, unforgiveness does something on the inside of us. We are three parts. We can't separate one from the other. We can't separate our minds from our physical bodies. We have to be able to forgive. Forgiveness is a choice. It's not easy. But if we don't walk in forgiveness, it will affect our physical bodies. Also, practice kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another as Christ forgave you. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive one another as Christ forgave you. Christ has forgiven us. God has forgiven us all of our sins, all of the things that we've done in our past. How much more can we take that grace that was extended to us and extend it to others in our lives? I mean, what God did for us was amazing. We need to return that by turning that outward to the people around us. Also, celebrate special occasions, especially in your homes. Celebrate special occasions. I remember Pastor Debbie talking about years ago, I'm sure you guys remember her talking about creating traditions in your home. Make things special. The other day I was like in the aerobics class knowing that I was going to teach today, and my aerobics instructor said, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, make it memorable. And she was talking about how their whole family just happened to meet at the gas station because she's got like 4 kids, and her husband pulled up, she pulled up, her daughter pulled up, her son pulled up. So her husband went in there and was joking around with the cash, the guy at the cash register, and he's like, I want 20 on number 2, 20 on number 3, 20 on, whatever. And they were just laughing and having it up, and she's like, we make every event special. And my kids are going to remember even us just something silly as meeting at the gas station, So yeah, I remember I had a friend years ago, this is before I was saved, but she used to crack me up, and I always thought she was so much fun because we would drive through the drive-thru. See, I was bad. We drove through the drive-thru. And she'd say, hi, my name's Brita, and I'll have a red burrito, and Heather wants, whatever. And I used to think she was so much fun because she just made everything memorable. Everything was fun and exciting. And we can, when we do that, it lifts us. It lifts our countenance. It's just, it's good for us. Also, take time for yourself. We're very guilty girls of not taking time for ourselves. That time of rest, that time of sitting in the presence of God, the time of just, painting our toenails, taking time to just rest. We're always caring for others. We've got to take time for ourselves. I don't care if it's only 20 minutes a day. You've got to take that time to just shut down, sit in the presence of God, and just relax, rest your mind. Spend time with yourself, thinking about your goals, thinking about your plans, thinking about your future, all the things that we've talked about today. The Bible says to keep the vision before us, make it plain before you. I mean, I had to put all these things that I talked to you about health, I put that in front of my family for years. When they were unhealthy, I would talk to them and talk to them and talk to them. And today I've got the blessing of seeing them healthy. But it wasn't because I didn't keep that vision before us. I had to constantly talk to them about what I wanted for them. So when you're alone, you can take that time to think about your goals, to write things down that you have for yourself. We're so busy, we've got to make it a point to take that time. Also, know how to say no. When I was in nursing school, I remember them saying, it's a health behavior to be able to say no. Some of us don't. I used to be bad like that. I would be completely overwhelmed, completely stressed out, and somebody asked me something, okay, I'll do it. I had too much already. And my husband's bad. I'll say, I've got too much on my plate. And he'll say, get a bigger plate. No, I don't want to. Also, affirm one another. Encourage one another. Respect one another. We've got to be people that speak words of life. Because you know what? Not only does it feed the person that you're speaking to, it feeds you. When you bless someone else, you get blessed. I could tell you story after story of, man, I thought I was blessing somebody else. No, I got blessed. Because of the goodness of God that I saw going on. Because of just seeing the Spirit of God at work and seeing what God's doing. Also, play hard and have fun. Don't let money be an issue. Money should never be an issue. You can go anywhere. Go to the park. It's free. Go for a walk. It's free. You can go to the 99-cent store, get some toys for your kids, and go to the park. Or, be creative. God's given you this amazing creative mind. And no matter where you're, even your homes, girls, if you don't have a lot of money, your home can be a special place of peace and joy and blessing by just keeping it clean. I know they have candles at the 99-cent store. Light a candle. Pick some flowers from your neighbor's yard. Ask them first. Make it a place of just blessing. Okay? So no matter where you are or no matter what you're doing, make it memorable. We have to operate in the things that God has for us. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart and be healthy emotionally. We can't. We can't be mean and rude and hateful towards others and be healthy emotionally. We have to love others. We have to share that same love that God's given us with the people around us. He's extended such grace and mercy to our lives. How much more can we do that to people in our lives? I mean, I I'm no different than you guys. When I go to work at the ICU, I mean, I have people be rude to me, you know, co-workers, because I'm a Christian, and they don't respect me, and they want to just prove a point with me, and they'll be just flat-out rude, mean sometimes, and I don't respond to that. I get in the elevator. I remember getting in the elevator and saying, Lord, that hurt. But God, I just pray for them, because I know they're not happy. I pray that you bless them. That hurt, Lord, and I'm going to give that to you. And I go on with my day, and guess what? I get to still walk in that peace and that joy, and I get to still be healthy up here. Okay. We're almost done. The last thing that I want to talk about, we've talked about physical bodies, we've talked about our emotional health, is taking care of your spiritual health. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We need to be passionate for God, and we need to live our lives on purpose. Like I said, all of these things, health of our bodies and our minds, we can't just not think about these things, not work at these things, and think that they're just going to fall into place and happen. Think that we're going to have this amazing, blessed, abundant life that God's promised us if we're not willing to do our part. We have to do our part. Know who you are in Christ and know what your purpose is. Where can we find these answers? In the Word. We've got to spend time in the Word of God. We've got to spend time in the presence of God, communing with God. You know, when you're struggling in one area of your life, I remember when I was struggling with anxiety as a Christian, I just ran to my Father. I was becoming overwhelmed, and obviously there was things in my life that were out of whack, or I wouldn't have been experiencing that anxiety. But I ran to my Father. I remember just going to my closet. I have a literal prayer closet. It's big enough to be a prayer closet. And I just got in there, and I literally just pretended I was laying myself on his lap. And I said, God, just touch me, Lord. All I need is a touch from you, and I know I'll be okay. You know, just get in his presence. He will direct us. He's promised us that he will lead us by his Spirit, and he will direct us. That's a promise in the Word of God. So if we just get in his presence, we spend that time with him, listen for his voice, he will help us in every single area of our life. It doesn't matter what it is. Every single area, God is there. His help is there for us. He will never fail us. Also, we have to obey his commandments. It's the only way to be truly blessed. Where's my Bible? Oh, it's right here. I wanted to read from you about the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 3. My daughter, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of day and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And listen to what it says. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. That's pretty amazing. Literally will be health to our flesh. Also, we have to fellowship with other Christians. Remember what the Word says? Iron sharpens iron. No lone rangers in the kingdom of God. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. We need to fellowship with other Christians. If you're married, fellowship with other married couples. If you're single, I'm married. I still fellowship with my girlfriends. I need my girlfriends. Because we can encourage each other. We can be a blessing to each other. You know, my friend Michelle here on the front row, we're constantly buying each other necklaces and just loving each other. Just being there if we need a word of encouragement. We're there for each other. We love to just be a blessing to each other. We need that. I have a friend that I work with. She is a drop-dead gorgeous woman. Gorgeous. She's a Christian, but her family years ago was hurt in the church. So they don't go to church. And one day she was talking to me and she said, Heather, she was crying because I was telling her how beautiful she is, because she is. She's gorgeous. And she was just crying because I know she doesn't hear that. And she said, Heather, I don't know if I have one true friend. And I was like, you know what? That's why I go to church. Because I have so many godly friends that God brings into my life. If I'm ever in the hospital, I know there's going to be people there. Because I have lots of friends here. I have lots of girlfriends that I've made here. But she literally was like, I don't have that. It's so important to come to the house of God, where we're going to hear the Word of God, where we're going to be refreshed and strengthened, and where we're going to make those godly connections of people that will help us. So, I mean, the things that we need to do really are come to church, spend time with the Lord, and spend time with other godly women. and other, you know, other godly couples. God will help us. He's going to lead us. So, in conclusion, how do we succeed at living a healthy, happy life? Number one, ask God for wisdom and help. God says he will give us wisdom if we ask, and he will guide us by his Spirit. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't think that you can't do it. Don't think that you can't lose weight. Don't think that you can't forgive. Don't think that you can't do anything, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Also, keep right, number two, keep right vision before you. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Joyce Meyer says, where the mind goes, the man follows. If your mind thinks you're ugly, fat, whatever, not smart, you know, you're going to follow that with your life. You're not going to step out in faith. You're not going to want to love other people because you think you're unlovable. But if you know who you are in Christ, and you know that you've got amazing gifts on the inside of you, and that you've got the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you're going to be amazing. You're going to do amazing things for God. Positive vision will lead to a successful life. Number three, take small steps. Make one healthy change at a time. So like I said, even if it's just changing from drinking water, don't try to do it all at once. I've given you lots of information today. Do one healthy change at a time. Please do me that favor, girls. Don't go out and buy grape seed oil, olive oil, change to water, do this. I mean, do one at a time. Write it all down, but do one at a time. Otherwise, you'll be overwhelmed. Don't let setbacks destroy you. Get back up and keep going. 10 steps forward and 5 steps back is still how many steps forward?
5.
Yeah. You've still gone forward. Who cares if you went backward a whole bunch? You're still in the, moving in the right direction. Get back up and keep going. Make it easy. Keep healthy food and snacks handy. Make exercise simple. Take simple moments and make them memorable. And always put God first. Remember, our health is God's desire. He's on your side. Praise God. Did you get something?
Yeah.
All right. I had discussion questions, but we're not really set up for discussion groups in here because it's not really round tables. So what I can do, I have no idea where we're at on time. Do you guys know what time it is? Okay, so we have about 20 minutes. So if you want, we can open up for questions, or we can discuss this as a huge group. We can discuss some of my questions. Does anybody have any questions? I can't guarantee I can answer them all, but I do have some knowledge. Yes?
I have a question on pastas.
Okay. The whole wheat is better. Some families will complain initially, but they get used to it. It really tastes probably not quite as good as the regular processed stuff that isn't good for us, but I think it tastes good. A lot of this is getting used to changing our taste. When you're used to eating high-fat, high-sugar foods, you're going to crave those high-fat, high-sugar foods. You're going to crave fast food. But if you start to slowly knock it out, believe it or not, you will not crave it anymore, and those whole wheat pastas and things will taste good to you. So like when I make spaghetti, I use whole wheat pasta, I use ground turkey, and then, you know, all the normal sauces and seasonings. Oh, I've heard about that. Is it good?
I was my family actually liked it.
Yeah.
At first I thought,
they're going to hate it.
Work.
Yeah. It's spaghetti squash. So don't you make like strings out of the squash, like spaghetti noodles?
No. You take the squash and you bake it in the oven. And then you cut it in half and open it up. And the way it comes out, it's stringy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people eating that at work. I heard it's good. I mean, it sounds, it's one of those things that you're like, oh, give me some real spaghetti.
It has a flavor to it, so it's good.
Can you give a suggestion of snacks to go, like for the kids that
go
healthy?
Snacks to go. Little finger sandwiches. I'm not against peanut butter and jelly. I do buy my bread at Fresh and Easy. It does not have their brand, does not have any high fructose corn syrup in it. I bought peanut butter yesterday at Fresh and Easy. Of course, the healthiest choice would have been organic. You look at the ingredients and they're organic, roasted peanuts and salt. That's it. You know, that's another thing I should have mentioned. Look at the amount of ingredients on the food that you're eating. If it's got 25, 50 ingredients, it's junk. It's not good for you. It's got so many preservatives and weird chemicals and things in there. It's not good for you. So then I looked at the Skippy peanut butter. He's like, Mom, no, I don't want organic. That's gross. The oil's on top. Mom, get that one, you know. I want Skippy, you know. Of course. Skippy's going to taste best. It's got sugar and all kinds of stuff. So I looked at the Skippy. Tons of ingredients in that thing. Well, then I looked at the Fresh and Easy because I know Fresh and Easy is always healthier. It had only 4 ingredients. It had roasted peanuts, a little bit of oil, sugar, and salt. A little bit of sugar and salt. So we compromised, and I got him that one. And it tastes good. It's not as good as Skippy, but it's good. It's better than the organic. Organic is best. If you're an adult and you're trying to eat healthy, with the kids, sometimes I make compromises with them. Okay, then forget that. But yeah, you could do little sandwiches. Anything that we're making fresh from home is going to be better. You know, baggies of fruit. Oh, another sweet treat. Somebody told me about this, and I actually tried it, and I really like it, is getting a banana, slicing it up, and freezing it. It tastes like banana ice cream. Yeah. It tastes like banana ice cream. I just eat them as, and yes, frozen grapes a lot of people like, but the bananas, I was like, it tastes, even with my kids, they're like, it tastes like banana ice cream. I was shocked because I love like frozen bananas, you know, with the chocolate and the peanuts on the outside, but actually I think it's better than that. It just, the sliced, just plain sliced bananas, and it was a good sweet treat. Soy milk is supposed to be good. However, some cancers, with breast cancer, they don't recommend it. So my friend Kim does not drink any soy milk. But almond milk, I think it's really good. I haven't tried the vanilla, which is 90 calories a cup. It's probably even, you know, sweeter. But almond milk is really good. And it's only 60 calories.
That's all we
use. Oh, almond milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can eat it in your cereal or whatever. So, yeah. Fiber, it basically is going to, fibers and things are harder for your body to digest. So when your body has to work more to digest something, it's just better for us. It's better for our metabolism. It's going to lower cholesterol. It's going to help with your elimination process. Yeah, I haven't like totally studied up on fiber. Do you have anything you want to say about it? Oh, okay. Fiber is good for us. It's a more, anything that we have to work harder to digest is better for us. When foods are in their more natural state, it's better. So when you're talking brown rice, I guess white rice, I wasn't aware, but somebody told me they're basically shucking the brown part off. And even like white breads, they're taking all the natural wheats and things that are good for us, selling them to the health food store and bleaching the bread and giving it to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I recommend probiotics. I don't take them on a daily basis, but if you are having trouble with going to the bathroom, probiotics will help you. I think anytime you take antibiotics, a course of antibiotics, you should be taking probiotics afterwards. If you go to Clark's and tell them exactly what your dose was, they'll say, oh, they'll calculate you need this much probiotics to replace what's been killed in your gut. The natural things that help us go to the bathroom. And I think a lot of times we're really depleted of those things. So I think probiotics are great. A lot of the yogurts that they're selling, Yoplait Pro, I forgot what it's called. But anyways, it has probiotics in there. Very healthy. I heard that yogurt is one of the 5 healthiest foods on the planet. Yogurt is really good because of those enzymes and probiotics and things that are in there.
Yogurt with fruit and granola is one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's healthy.
Yep. Yogurt's an excellent, excellent choice. So rather than ice cream, the yogurt parfaits at McDonald's, I don't remember how many calories, but very low in calories. And actually, the ice cream at McDonald's is very, it's on Weight Watchers. I think it's only 1 or 2 points on Weight Watchers. So if you're craving a sweet treat, I mean, you can have, most of the shakes, you guys, at fast food restaurants are like 600-800 calories for a shake. Whereas if you get an ice cream cone from McDonald's, I think it's only around 100 or so. 100 calories. So if you want a sweet treat, ice cream cone at McDonald's is actually a good choice. Yes. What time you eat. Also, the older you get, the harder it gets to lose weight. When I just did a weight loss challenge at the gym, and she had an over 40 group and an under 40 group, because over 40, it gets much harder to lose the weight. And if you stop eating after 6 o'clock, even after 8 o'clock, you're going to do much better with losing weight. Also, if you cut carbs out, the earlier you cut your carbs. So in other words, at breakfast, if you're having bread, tortilla, things like that, if you cut them out at lunch or even at dinner, you're going to lose weight more. by sticking to protein, vegetables, fruits, things at night, rather than having the breads at night. You have bread at night, it's gonna keep the weight on you. What's that? Proverbs 3.
I have a question. Earlier you were talking about how many calories that we would need, like average.
Yeah.
What about if you're lactating or you're nursing? I know the calories do go up, but do you know exactly how much more?
I want to say, gosh, I used to know that. 2,200? Okay.
It's like 500 calories.
Yeah, 500.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely burn calories nursing. That's why if you want to lose weight after having a baby, nursing not only burns more calories, it causes contraction of your uterus and causes your stomach to go back down quicker. So, and it's great for your kids. Much better for your kids.
You said something earlier about apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
What is that?
Apple cider vinegar supposedly is like a detox. Can cleanse your body. Also, it's disgusting, but you take like a teaspoon of it or something and it's gross. I couldn't keep doing it. I did it a couple times and I was like, oh. But also, they're recommending it for our kids at camp to keep mosquitoes away. They said have the kids take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar before they come up to the camp, and mosquitoes will stay away. The other thing that I've heard it cures is gout. If you've got problems with gout, I actually had something go on with my toe the other day. I have no idea what happened, but I literally was like limping at the store. I was like, oh, I don't know what I did. It was almost like probably what I would imagine gout would feel like. I don't know. I didn't hurt it. I have no idea what was going on, but it got worse and worse. And I was literally limping. So my friend Michelle told me, put it in apple cider vinegar that her boss swore by apple cider vinegar. I soaked that thing. I soaked it in apple cider vinegar. It went away. It felt like it was helping it right away. I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know what the heck. Gout is a buildup of almost like crystal type things, I think, in your foot, and I don't know why it happens. I don't know. Do you know, Michelle?
No.
Anyways, but it's very painful. It can get in your joints, usually in the feet, and it's very painful. So
what is the dosage of apple cider vinegar that they're recommending?
Ask them at Clark's. I don't know. I think it's like a teaspoon a day or something like that.
In
yeah.
Water's fine, too.
You don't have to set it straight. Yeah, I think I tried to drink it in water. I think I tried to drink it in orange juice. It's gross. Yeah, you could probably put it, because people do cook with it. Apple cider vinegar is like a cleanse, like a detox for your body. Yeah. You can Google it. You guys Google it, and it'll tell you all the benefits.
You chop up a cucumber and pour it on there.
Okay. Chop up a cucumber and pour it on there. Great snack. Cucumber with lemon and lemon pepper and... Yeah.
Is a lot of lemon bad for you?
Is what?
A lot of lemon.
No, lemon's great for you.
Oh.
Lemon's good for you. Citrus is really good for you. Oh, I don't remember that. I used to know. I don't know. I want to say it was like 20 or... No, that was per serving. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm sorry. Protein in general will help you lose weight, and it keeps you feeling full. That's what the deal is with protein. It's the basic building blocks of our body, and it helps you stay full. So, I mean, think about it. I remember years ago thinking I was trying to lose weight, and I had this thing in my head that if I was always hungry, then it must be good. I'm losing weight. So I wouldn't eat proteins. I'd eat breads and things. That was like the total wrong thing to do. Think about how full you feel after having a piece of chicken versus a piece of bread. If I eat a big piece of chicken, I get full. I have a slice of bread, I want four more. I like to eat. Hey, I want to say really quick before you guys, before we go, I saw this email my mom sent me. It was called God's Pharmacy, God's Amazing Pharmacy. And it was so cool because it showed how God gave us clues in the food as to what part of the body it's good for. Like a carrot, if you slice a carrot, it looks like the eye. Has a pupil, has an iris, and it's round on the outside. A tomato has four chambers. Looks just like the heart. It's good for the heart, good for the circulation. What were the other ones? Oh, avocado was crazy. It's good for the womb, good for our female parts. And it looks like a womb. It has the seed on the inside. It looks like the shape. And it takes 9 months to ripen it from beginning to end. Is that crazy? Crazy. God's Amazing Pharmacy. And I can't remember, like grapes are like cells and... It just went on. Oh, walnuts. Walnuts are great for the brain. It looks like a brain. It looks just like the brain. It has the hemispheres and everything. Is that cool? Yep. I think figs grow in pairs, and it's good for the male parts. Anyways. Buy your men Fig Newtons, yeah. Anyways, yes. Fitness 19. Yes. Then just make sure you consume enough calories. Now, that's another thing. When I was trying to lose weight, I knew that I was sticking around 1,500 calories a day because I was consuming way more than that when I was a little bit heavier. And so I set my goal at around 1,500 calories a day. So what I did is if I exercised, I added those calories back. So I would say, okay, I exercised this much. I probably burned 400 calories. I get to eat 400 more calories. And I would eat my 400 more calories because I burned that. So if you exercise, just know that, you know, to maintain your weight, you need so many calories. So if you're going below that, then increase the calories so that you won't lose weight. And weights are good for you if you don't want to lose weight because it just tones you. It does help you burn calories more effectively, but for people that don't need to lose weight, you need the cardio for your heart, but weight training is good so that you can actually bulk a little bit if you want to. It's hard to bulk, actually. Women are always afraid of weights because they think it's going to bulk them. It's actually fairly hard. It takes a lot of work and a lot of calories to bulk.
I just was going to say, if you're having proper bowel movements, you're going to automatically be losing weight, too.
Mm-hmm.
If
yeah.
you're not.
Yeah, people that that do cleanses will lose weight, you know, where they're doing things that make them have bowel movements and stuff. There's teas you can drink and all kinds of stuff that, you know, that help. And it's good for us. I had to have a colonoscopy a couple of years ago, and actually I felt so great after I had to drink that Go Lightly, which is a joke. They call it Go Lightly. It's Go Heavily. Yeah. I'm like, go Lightly? Who are you trying to kid? Yeah. Anyways, I love all of you. I think everybody's dismissing, so if you want to come talk to me afterwards, you can. If not, I hope you are blessed. Go be healthy. Oh,